Doing Jewish history, we're up to the year 3337. The Navi is Yechezkel the prophet, Yechezkel the coin, Yechezkel ben Buzi, his father was Buzi the coin. And what do we know? That Buzi, according to the Radak, is what? The Medrash, it's a nickname for? I think it says Yirmiyo, no? That Bizau, that people mocked him, no? Isn't that Medrash? There was an overlap. The Yechezkel is going to prophesy in Egypt to the Egyptians, to the Jews in Egypt. and at that time, we also have the prophecy of Yirmiyo, the coin, Jeremiah the prophet. And we're holding in the 10th year of the reign of Tzidkiyo. And at that time, Hanamel ben Shalom comes to tell Yirmiyo, buy my field. Now, Hanamel ben Shalom is Yirmiyo's cousin, because Shalom was Yirmiyo's uncle. There was also an uncle of Yirmiyo's who was called Hanamel. So that's a little bit confusing, because you have two uncles, Hanamel and Shalom, and then Shalom has a son named Hanamel, which is a cousin. So you have that's a little bit confusing. The Kohanim Gedolim throughout the first temple period, the Talmud says in Tractate Yuma, numbered a total of 18. The Talmud says on this, the pasuk of the fear of Hashem, having respect of Hashem, gives one longevity, and the years of the wicked are shortened. Because in the second temple, the Kohanim Gedolim were considered primarily to be wicked, and that's why they did not live out their year. Every year you'd get a new Kohen Gedol. But in the first temple, you had 18 Kohanim Gedolim for the whole three centuries of the first temple. We have a book called Sharei Tzion, who argues that there were 23 in the first temple. Aaron, Elazar, our order of the Kohanim Gedolim are, we have Aaron, the first Kohen Gadol, Elazar, his son, Elazar ben Aaron. Then we have Pinchas ben Elazar, and at this point our knowledge ends. But the Medrash says afterwards the order goes like this. These are the names that are recorded. Some based on Melachim, some based on Divrei Hayamim and Chronicles. We have Avishua Batke, Zrakia, Amaria, Avitov, Tzadok. So Tzadok we already encounter. He's the Kohen Gadol in the days of Shaul and David. And then his son Achimatz, Meria, Yochanan, Azariah, Amariah, Achitov. So him we know. Shalom, we know. Chilkiah, we know. Azariah, we know. Tzruyah, we don't know. Yotzadak, and Yotzadak is the Kohen Gadol who's going to go out into exile. It's under his reign that the first temple is destroyed. Yotzadak is the final Kohen Gadol. But there are many varying opinions as to how many Kohanim Gedolim we really had in the first temple period. So we're up to the destruction of the first temple. The year is 3338. Our king is Tzidkiyo. Nebuchadnezzar has taken over the Babylonian Empire. He has been king in Babylon for 19 years. And after a prolonged siege over Jerusalem, as we learned last semester, he finally takes the city. And we learned last semester the midrash of how Tzidkiyahu had tunnels from under his palace that led out of the city. And as he tried to escape, Hashem made it that they caught him, that the soldiers happened to see him, and they grabbed him and his children, and he was led before the Nebuchadnezzar. And the last thing he saw was his sons being slaughtered like animals, and the leaders of Judea were also killed, and then Tzidkiyahu was blinded, so the last sight he saw was his children being killed, and then they took out his eyes, and this is in the 9th of Av, right, on Tisha B'Av. On the 9th of Tammuz, they penetrated the city. On the 10th of Av, so Nebuchadnezzar came and burned down the Beit HaMikdash. And that's why the Talmud asks, maybe we should have really commemorated Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. We do it on the 9th of Av. Sometimes on 10th of Av. Now this was the year 3338. The word shalach, to send away, like the divorce, is 338, the numerical value. So that's an easy way to remember what year we were sent away, what year the temple was destroyed. So the 10 tribes were exiled 133 years earlier. And now the majority of Israel is exiled from the land of Israel. He writes over here that there are works that claim that the king's men were sent to Sfarad. Yes? So the Spaniards are royal blood. That's why the pasuk says, Galut Yerushalayim Asher B'Sfarad. We have Sfaradim here? Yeah, Shaul, you're Sfaradi. Okay, you like that one. What?
That pasuk's in
Avadi. Oh, yafe. And the prime people who had the best ichus were taken to the city Tulitila. I don't know what city that is. And the Jews were the ones who changed its name. Its name used to be Parzili. I don't know if that's, doesn't sound like Paris. And the Jews changed it to Tulitula, which is, shows up in the old works, Tulitula, but I don't know what its non-Jewish name is. Tulitula, the Jews changed the name because Tiltul, we were taken, like an item is carried from place to place. They changed the name of the city after their exile, the fact that they became wandering Jews. And the rest of the Jews were exiled to Babylon and Persia and Mede. What he does not record here is that many of the Jews were sold into slavery. There was widespread slavery. The Jews, you had by the hundreds of thousands, Jews being sold into slavery when the Babylonians conquered them, so they took them and sold many of them as slaves. And this year, the year of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the destruction of the temple, and that we were exiled, was the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. We had just finished a cycle, and we were on to year number 8, the first year of a new cycle.